Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have several individuals with the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. We have Katie Ryan Anderson, Lauren Burningham, and Marissa Leese. And Katie, Lauren, and Marissa, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Always excited to catch up with the JRMC and see what's happening. And something very, very important is coming up here next week, May 14th, 15th, and 16th. It is the spring screenings, and this is going to focus on hearing, speech, and memory. All three things very, very vital and important to the quality of life. And we have this coming up free for the public, I believe. We have to get some schedules and everything like that. But let's talk a little bit about the importance of these different items. Let's start here with speech. And Lauren Burningham with the JRMC can tell us more about that. And what do you guys do during these screenings, Lauren, that that helps you guys out and helps out the patient?
Yeah, so I'm the speech pathologist over at the JRMC, and I'm doing screenings for pediatric speech and language. So if you notice that your kid, isn't talking at the rate that you would expect, or you're noticing that they're not saying certain sounds or certain words, this is a great opportunity to bring those kids in and just get a free screening done. Same with adult memory. 1 in 9 adults over the age of 45 report that they have memory deficits, and less than half of those adults have sought out help for it.
So
it's a really big deal. And we, May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. So Marissa and I just want to give back. This is a good chance for us to just give back to the community and offer these screenings.
Definitely. Absolutely. And Marissa, we've talked before, speech and hearing are both linked, and it's very important that they also get their hearing screened when they can, right?
Yes, so it's an extremely important time to come in, get these free screenings, and also to, not delay your care. A lot of times, like Lauren said, it takes a while for us to kind of seek out care. A lot of times people with hearing loss, it takes an average of 7 years before they seek help from anyone, from an audiologist, a primary care provider, letting them know, hey, I'm having problems hearing. So we're trying to decrease that gap between Lauren and myself and try to let everyone know that we're here, we want to help, we want to give these free screenings. So just getting a baseline of your hearing is a great idea to do. It's awesome that we can do this as well as at JRMC.
Yeah.
So both Lauren and myself are doing these screenings. We want everyone to come out in the community who feels that, they're worried about memory, worried about language, worried about hearing. We just encourage everyone to give us a call and schedule these appointments.
For sure. Again, it is free, but we do have ask that they register and call ahead and get an appointment for the JRMC spring screenings. Again, Katie Ryan Anderson, Lauren Burningham, and Marissa Leese joining us on Let's Talk. You guys kind of hit on it a little bit, and something that I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on as well is, when do people need to come and get screened? Because some people may not be experiencing these issues or anything with their speech, memory, or hearing, but even then, I'm sure they're more than encouraged to come and participate in these, right?
Right. So as adults, it's always great to get a baseline for your hearing. If you work around loud noise in a factory, are a farmer, or working around farming equipment, it's great to come in, get that baseline screening if anything were to happen. Also, if you're an avid hunter and you are, shooting guns, going to the gun range often, it's a great time to come in and get a baseline, because anything could happen with the amount of noise that you're exposing your ears to. So I just encourage everyone, come in, get that baseline screening.
Even if they're not noticing anything particularly off.
Right. Yeah. If they're just noticing, sometimes I struggle in group settings, sometimes I have difficulty here, or I have ringing in my ears. That's a great time to just do a check, see how everything is.
Okay. And then Lauren, same thing goes for speech?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially for memory, if you're noticing that you forget where your car keys are or you lose the TV remote, any of those little tiny things that you start noticing changes with, or, maybe you're noticing your parents are getting more forgetful or your grandparents, this is an awesome time to just come and get it checked out.
Yeah, all ages, it sounds like, open for everybody. We'll have to call ahead And there's 3 different days, different times, so there should be available for people's schedules. What are some ways that they can contact the JRMC to get signed up?
Yeah, so we did. We did a lot of different times because we want Lauren and I want to give this opportunity to everyone, depending upon their work schedules, not have to worry about that. The dates, I believe you covered that, but to call us, you want to call the phone number 701-952-4800. That's 952-4800. And we'll get you registered, get you on our schedule, so that way you can come in, get these free screenings.
Perfect. And you can get a time that works for you. The earlier you do it, the better. That way you can get a time that works for you. So the JRMC spring screenings, May 14th, 15th, and 16th. Get registered, get signed up, get your hearing, your memory, and your speech checked on. Katie, usually at the end of these Let's Talk About It's when you join us as well. You bring some knowledge and all these different things that are happening with the JRMC, and that's still the case happening, right?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. So one of the big things going on at Jamestown Regional Medical Center is the opening of our JRMC Cancer Center. And we will take our first patient on Monday, June 17th. And in celebration of opening that cancer center and reducing those miles people have had to travel for care, mm-hmm. we're hosting a ribbon cutting on Thursday, June 13th. And that is free and open to the public. We'll have self-guided tours of the center. We'll have a little lunch. We'll have some speakers and be able to show off the space and the service of the community. We know the community's waited a long time for this to happen, and JRMC's worked really, really hard to make it possible. So we welcome the community to the ribbon cutting on June 13th. And like I said, services will start on Monday, June 17th.
Absolutely. So get that on your calendar as well. And also kind of an under the radar thing that people may not realize as well. Mike Delf's new CEO is out there. I'm sure he'd be welcome to talk to anybody else who wants to stop out and say hi as well.
Absolutely. One of his goals these first 90 days, he's been there about 2 months now, is just to build relationships and to get to know the community. He's a great guy. He's originally from Langdon, North Dakota. He was working in Minnesota prior to coming to JRMC. He's excited to be home. He brings tons of professional experience, and in his 2 months, we're really glad to have him, and we're so glad he chose JRMC.
Perfect. Awesome. So again, get it on your calendar again. The ribbon cutting of the Cancer Center, June 13th. JRMC spring screenings are May 14th, 15th, and 16th. Katie, Lauren, and Marissa, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.